what our actions are proposing is trapping sediment that's moving within the river, trapping sediments that move in the overbank area, so when the river gets out of its banks and deposits material there, but also looking at the floodplain soils and stabilizing those so that they don't wash into the river. Over the history of, you know, what we're talking about here, the timeline that we're talking about, the floodplains have become stores for this contaminated material. In some places, it can be as much as 8 or 10 feet deep. It can cover, you know, many acres. So as a river erodes away a bank, that material gets released back into the river, and then it flows downstream, and this creates a continuous cycle that we're hoping to try to cut off with this action.